Hello, my name is Aditi and welcome to my podcast. Today I am excited to share insights from my visit to Abbotsford Christian School, a faith-based institution in Abbotsford. This field trip was more than a tour. It was an eye-opening experience that reshaped my perspective on education. So let's dive in and explore what makes this school stand out and how it compares my teaching experiences in India. So, inspiring from the start, school's interim executive director Mike shared their mission, which is engaging minds, nurturing hearts, shaping God's world. Their approach seamlessly blends faith with the BC curriculum. And it is through project-based learning and life skill education. This ensures students are prepared for real-life challenges while fostering a sense of purpose. I was especially struck by their belief that every child is uniquely made by God. Philosophy reflected in every aspect of the school. Next, I explored the kindergarten campus, and it was remarkable. The outside classroom where kids learn while connecting with the nature stood out. Imagine starting your day with greenery. It's a refreshing concept. Inside, child-friendly facilities like washroom, hand washing station were integrated seamlessly into the classroom, something which is rare in Indian schools. Hallways feature breakout spaces. These breakout spaces are like cozy creative zones for learning outside the traditional classroom. This flexibility is innovative and also addresses diverse learning needs, something I hope to see more often in Indian schools, which is quite rare. And regarding the indigenous perspectives, I also noticed their Orange Shirt Day board, which is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Students crafted paper t-shirts symbolizing their understanding of Canada's history with indigenous people. Regular visit by indigenous speakers deepen their learning, fostering respect and reconciliation. In India, while events like World Tribal Day celebrate indigenous culture with dance, music and speeches, these are limited to specific states. It's not throughout the country. This integrated approach in Abbotsford Christian school education system offers a valuable model for cultural education. In grade 3 classroom, regarding the classroom management and inclusivity, I observed something truly inspiring. Three mentors, a teacher, an educational assistant, and a special educational assistant, all are working together. This inclusive approach ensures that students with disabilities receive personalized help while others worked independently. This supportive environment allowed every child to thrive at their own pace. In India, such personalized or specialized support is rare, and it's often limited to selected schools. This comparison highlights the potential of inclusivity in education worldwide. So another standout feature was emphasis on life skills. Elementary students here learn practical subjects like carpentry. I observed a workshop area in the kindergarten's classroom, which was typically introduced much later in India. Early exposure to these skills obviously builds confidence and independence in kids. Technology is another key pillar. In third grade classroom, every student had access to tablet, laptops, and obviously along with the use of smart boards. Smart boards are quite common in India, but individual devices for students, it's still a dream for many institutions, especially with the limited funding. This school's integration of technology empowers students for this tech-driven world. Next is regarding the school culture. School's collaborative culture was equally impressive. Teacher and administrator have an open door policy, fostering trust and communication. New teachers benefit from mentoring program, weekly check-ins, which ease their transitions. If I compare it with India, usually new teachers' orientation are often involved verbal instruction and there is a little support. So seeing a mentor teacher at Abbotsford physically guide their peers demonstrated how hand-on assistance can make a significant difference. It reduces the pressure of transitioning into new teaching role. So, and if I talk about the student respect and interaction, students were equally inspiring. Their diverse ethnic backgrounds, it contribute to an inclusive, respectful environment. I observe teacher conducting one-on-one session in breakout spaces, which obviously gives a personal touch to build a relationship with the students. And gymnasium was also used creatively. It is not used only used for PE classes, but it is also used for chapel sessions, which foster a sense of community while obviously maximizing the space efficiency. So this dual purpose approach that many schools could learn from. So my visit to Abbotsford Christian School was truly eye-opening. Their commitment to inclusivity, project-based learning, life skills, and cultural education. It offers a roadmap for innovative student-centered schooling. Reflecting on my experience in India, I see immense potential to adapt these practices to foster more supportive and inclusive learning environments. Thank you for joining me on this journey. I hope my reflections inspire you as much as this visit inspired me. Until next time, keep learning and keep growing.